This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. This is our long-form analysis episode for the month of May. Even though we're recording it in April.
May-April,
guys,
that's okay.
We don't know which end is up or which end is down, but we are recording at fucking a breakneck pace.
We're trying to get ahead because I'm going to go on a long vacation in like the middle of the summer, and we're trying to get ahead now because we know we're just going to be inundated with work if
it's
we
just
don't
be
do it now.
A bomb if we don't do
like
it.
Like 60 days, I'm going on vacation, yeah. And it's like, okay, well, we got to get it done. So we're recording extra episodes at this point, and so we're recording a little bit ahead. This article,
great article.
Tom read it for patrons. This is also in the New Yorker. We'll post a link to it. How Christian is Christian Nationalism? This is by Kelfa Sena. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly.
I don't know either.
You know, I didn't know who this person was. So I looked them up. I was like, well, who are they? What have they written? They're a music critic.
Really?
So they write mostly music criticism, and they also write about boxing for the New Yorker.
I love this.
This is the first, after scrolling through the stuff, this feels like the first sort of serious article now don't get me wrong, the other stuff is serious,
yeah, right?
Like, I mean, music criticism and understanding music and things like
but
that.
But I know what you mean, like political, topical.
Yeah, but this is the first sort of, I guess, deep topic, you know,
deep
topic, you know, how Christian is Christian Nationalism. Really interesting article that comes at it from a ton of different ways.
So I got to rewind real quick, and because I want to ask you this question. Do you look up who writes articles a lot? I've never done that in my life.
I do it on occasion just to sort of see, like, especially if I'll read a line and I'll think, what do you mean by this line here?
Huh.
Do you have any kind of background that I can then say, what do I glean from this line? Because it's not telling me everything. It's open-ended.
Okay.
So I wonder, what's your stance? What is your stance? How do you, because it feels like the way this article ends, and so the article itself is talking about Christian nationalism and how Christian nationalism might be what regular Christians think is Christianity, right? There's a big push in this where they talk about that. Then there's also this other piece where they talk about very specifically people who were surveyed as Christians, and they talk about the survey results from that. And then he brings up a lot of different points and a different points of view, reviewing many different books that he's read and their takes on how Christian is, you know, how Christian nationalist is Christianity. And then he gets to the end of the article, and the line that got me was something like he's saying, talking about the cyclical nature of Christianity becoming in vogue and out of vogue,
mm-hmm.
and whether or not there's going to be another resurgence of Christianity. And the way that line is written, I can read it because I did quote it. Let me read it really quick. So he says at the end of the article, but the underlying idea is that recent trends will continue, that churches will continue emptying out, and that Christianity will become an ever more tribal identity. The secular country that emerges might be increasingly free, anxious, and unpredictable. Less prayer in schools, more shamans in the capital. Why should we assume, though, that these trends are irreversible and that most of today's Americans are beyond the reach of a message that has reached many for so long? Earlier periods of secularization in America have given way to periods of Christian renewal. Is the next Christian revival just around the corner? It seems hard to believe, but surely not impossible. And the